With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Oregon State University scientists have found a resource that could increase ag production on dry, non-irrigated farmland. Solar panels, believe it or not. In a recently published study, OSU's College of Ag reported that grasses favored by sheep and cattle thrive in the shade of a solar array. OSU's Chad Higgins says the biggest benefit is the panels remove the amount of light that actually makes it to those grasses.
And actually, the water use of the plants is directly proportional to how much light you give them. So if you give pasture grass more and more light, it'll use more and more water. But there's diminishing returns on how much grass will be produced. So at some point, you reach this quantum limit that the plants can't convert more energy.
He says in this case, it's really not about the array, but instead the amount of sunlight that's getting to the grasses.
The current structures of the arrays, they're actually optimized for the solar output. So what we're investigating is how you actually put farming first in the thought process, design your solar arrays so that you can actually manipulate the sunlight and manage the sun as a resource to the farm so that you can make the right climate conditions on the ground for the crop that you want to grow. That's where we're going with this.
Higgins also noted that the panels are not very beneficial in wet climates. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.